AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Several thousand residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa are out of their homes. They left Sunday as floodwaters began to spill out of the rising Cedar River. Mayor Ron Corbett says he knows this isn't easy to deal with.
We know it's a very stressful event for someone to have to leave their home, leave their belongings, and walk away.
The city manager says they've been preparing to deal with a major flood since one in 2008, which caused billions of dollars in damage. Workers and volunteers have been working for days to build a temporary system of levees to try to contain the floodwaters. A wildfire that broke out under hot, dry, windy conditions in Sonoma County, north of San Francisco, has sent about 90 people fleeing from three dozen homes. Officials say the fire is now threatening the geyser's geothermal field.
Sonoma County did roll over this afternoon on its way to the incident. That just shows the type of topography that we're working in. These are steep, narrow, windy roads, limited access, and tough conditions.
Paul Lowenthal with the Santa Rosa Fire Department. Golf legend Arnold Palmer has died. Complications of heart problems at 87.
Arnold Palmer brought golf to the masses, the working man star, standing pigeon-toed over putts with his own legion of fans.
Every big crowd we see at a golf tournament today started with Arnie's Army.
George W. Bush awarded Palmer the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. The man known as the King had won 62 times on the PGA Tour, including seven majors. By 2006, he hadn't won any event in nearly 20 years and retired.
They all want to see a good shot, and you know it, and you can't give them that good shot. That's when it's time.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump each met separately with Israel's prime minister Sunday, giving each candidate fresh foreign policy talking points on the eve of their first presidential debate. Reporters were barred from covering either meeting. On Fox News Sunday, GOP vice presidential candidate Mike Pence said Jennifer Flowers won't be attending Monday night's debate.
Jennifer Flowers will not be attending the debate tomorrow night. But Donald Trump was using the tweet yesterday really to mock an effort by Hillary Clinton and her campaign to really distract attention.
He's referring to the Clinton camp giving a ticket to the debate to Trump critic Mark Cuban. Flowers is alleged to be a former mistress of Bill Clinton. Democratic vice presidential candidate asked on Face the Nation what he expects of Clinton.
Certainly defend herself from what Trump may say, but at the end of the day, paint this positive vision that really is what's animating her to run for president.
Again, that debate is Monday night. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.